G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, May 20. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again, Joel Marshall. And once again, Joel, deja vu all over again. Group 1s in both South Australia and Queensland.
Yeah, it's another big weekend of racing. Adelaide again. Big fields, not as big as last week. A few smaller ones there. Certainly helped us at the Winning Post a little bit, but seven black type races, so that's a really big meeting in Doomben. Yeah, another good meeting there. Doomben Cup, really open race. Obviously, it's somewhat's been pretty dominant, unbeaten this prep, but I think it's a really, really open race.
All right, and speaking of open races, $1 million Darley Goodwood. I suppose Blackheart Bart is the obvious one, but he is trying to become the first horse in 105 years to win this race twice in a row.
Yeah, look, he's pretty well in at the weights, I would have thought, with the 59. He's not giving too much weight to some far lesser performed horses. So, look, he's going to be really hard to beat. It's a interesting race, though. Big field, plenty of hopes, as you said. So, yeah, it's a key race. And the other good race there is that last race with a few of the mares backing up or coming through the Group 1. Sangster, and that's not a bad field either, that last race.
Indeed. Well, we'll get to both of those races very shortly. We'll take you right through the black type at Morfordville, starting with race 2, National Stakes for 2-year-olds, group 3 over 1200 metres at level weight.
Indian Thunder came from off the speed and just beat It's a Myth in a photo last start, and I've gone that same Quinella, one to beat 8-7 Booker, impressed on debut down the straight at Flemington, and 3 Sam's Image showed a little bit in the first prep. This is his first go at 1200, first up from a spell, so betting may indicate whether he's fit enough for this, but you'd think he would be attacking a group 3. So 1 from 8-7 and 3.
Race 3 at Morfordville on Saturday, Mitty's Port Adelaide Cup, 2500 metre listed event. There's only 2 off the minimum weight here, and that is they're both Irish bred imports. High Church for Darren Weir, Grey Lion for Matt Kumani. High Church couldn't have been much more impressive last time.
Yeah, hard to go against. That was dominant win in the Warrnambool Cup. Probably going to have to do this on firmer ground, but his firm track record is good, so he's the one to beat. Through number 9, Super Haze for second. Didn't have much luck at Caulfield last start in a pretty decent race. He's better than that. He can improve. In for third, number 3, Ereldo Jr., who was okay at Warrnambool, just was stuck down near the inside in the worst part of the track, and prior to that had a clear excuse pulling up with an internal bleed. He's a handy stayer, so he might be able to improve. And 2 Grey Lion also coming through the Warrnambool Cup should be fitter after 2 runs back.
Race 4 at Morfordville on Saturday is the UBet SA Fillies Classic. These days a Group 3 over 2,500 metres. They've all got 56 kilos. Previously known as the SA Oaks, of course, and was a Group 1 probably 15 years ago. No longer attracts the absolute top line of filly, but still an intriguing event here, Joel, with 16 to face the starter.
Yeah, look, we've got a few of these coming out of the Group 1s. I'm going for a horse that hasn't run in a stakes race yet, but I think she's got a bright future. I speak of number 8, Cedar Grand. It was a really strong win at Bendigo last start. Only a benchmark 64, but she beat the short price favourite Rockstar Rebel, and I think she's showing some staying promise. So I'm going to go her way to beat 2 Savvy Dreams, who missed the Oaks, scratched at the gates, but she ran in the Derby against the boys last week and ran really well to run fourth. She backs up okay, she'll be in the finish. And then the two horses coming out of the Oaks, 1 Smart As You Think, who didn't have a lot of luck. She didn't have much luck in Sydney either, in the Vinery Stud Stakes. And number 3, Anna Royale, who was hitting the line strongly and does look a deserved favourite in this race.
First leg of the main quaddie at Morfordville on Saturday is race 5, 7 News Centuria Stakes for fillies and mares, a listed event over 2019 metres.
Number 2, Sought After, just hoping out to 2000 metres. She can improve, she wasn't too bad last start. Led probably had her chance, that was in the Queen of the South, but it was a decent enough run, and when she got to 2000 in the spring, she was a good second in the Group 2 Matriarch. So hoping she can peak on Saturday. 2 to beat 1, Tick Tick Bloom, the former WA mare, now with Darren Weir, who was one of his many winners through the Warrnambool Carnival. You'd have to think she'd be even fitter for that. She's got a good record, won 9 from 23. 11, Miss Dubois, who's also in at Cranbourne Friday night, but she's a promising mare, lightly raced and showing plenty of promise. And in for fourth, number 13, Exocet, 3-year-old filly, Good strong win with a big weight against the boys in the Wagga Innies last start.
Second leg of the Quaddie at Morphettville Race 6, Hughes Limousines R.A. Lee Stakes, 1600 metres, and but for a blip 2 starts ago, Burning Front just goes to the front and wins and wins and wins, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a really good horse, and obviously he's racked up all those Vobis bonus money, and he's been a ripper for Connections. He's going to be really hard to beat. I've gone to the stablemate number 9, Canny Anna, just hoping she's ready to peak. She had 3 unplaced runs last prep before winning 4th up. She gets to this race 4th up. She won a Group 3 last time in, so she's a handy mare, and I just saw signs in her latest run at Flemington, where she wasn't beaten far with the 59 against the boys, to suggest she was just about ready to show something. So I've gone 9 to beat 1, Burning Front, clearly the one to beat, 2 Hooked, and 4 Rhythm to Spare.
Big one is race 7, third leg of the Quaddie, Darley Goodwood, 1200 metres at set weights and penalties, Group 1, and the second race in South Australian history to be worth $1 million. A few fun facts about it. 16 horses in the last 30 years have, 16 of the winners in the last 30 years have backed up the following year. None of them have won, quite a few of them have run second. And it hasn't been a great race for favourites, especially since it was switched to sets, weights and penalties, which is a strange phenomenon. I'm sure you'd agree. You would think that that switching to set, weights and penalties from a handicap would in fact mean that you would get more shorter priced horses and horses winning, but we've had 10 running since then. In 5 of those, the winner has started at $21 or longer, 31 up to 41. I think there's only been a couple of favourites successful, and maybe 3 actually, because Blackheart Bart was favourite last year at $2.80, but before that the winning favourites were Black Caviar at $1.05, I think, and the other one was Takeover Target. So both freaks and both in small fields. 20 runners to face the starter this time. Blackheart Bart, as you said, looks well in with 59. Had 57 last year, but still meets all of these significantly better than he would if it was an open handicap or a free handicap, and does have barrier 2. Same as last year. I note that all 3 tipsters in Winning Post tipsters panel, Joel, including yourself, have Blackheart Bart for second.
Yeah, well, I guess everyone's just, I guess, playing the value game and just hoping something can knock him off, but he's going to be really hard to beat. Look, I've gone for one who, you know, he's hard to, really, looking at the weights, he's hard to suggest that he could beat Blackheart Bart, but he is the stablemate, number 8, Rick Geese. He's the only stallion in the race, running out of chances to get him a big win before he's off to stud. Obviously, there's still Brisbane to go, but I think this might be the race he's really been targeted at. He was an impressive winner on the Morphettville Parks track of the Nitschke as a 3-year-old. So he's been to Adelaide. He's proven he can do that. I thought he was okay first up. He's never really been a fresh horse before, so he would have taken good benefit out of that. He's got talent. He's never sort of lived up to the Group 1 ability that he showed as a 2-year-old, but I just think might have been the race he's really been targeted at. So I'm going to play him each way. Number 8, Regis, from 1, Blackheart Bart. 6, Secret Agenda. Well, she was outstanding. Winning the Sangster, everyone thought that was a really strong race, and she beat them easily. She got across from the outside gate. Damien Oliver summed things up perfectly, and it was a gun ride, but she won easily, and it was a strong race, so she has to go in. And 2, Malaguera, the other well-performed Group 1 horse with the 59 kilos, has to be included as well.
Last race at Morphettville on Saturday, race 8, You Bet Proud Miss Stakes. 1,200 metres for fillies and mares at Group 3 level. As you alluded to, quite a few of them that have come through that Sangster Stakes, You Bet Classic line up here. And I guess we get a reading on the form via Secret Agenda in the Darley Goodwood. Your Best comes up here, and readers of Daryl Shearer's Talking Times column in Winning Post would have noted that Ravi got a rave review, and no one's missed it because $5 second favourite in your Winning Post job.
Yeah, she's well found. Look, she's a talented mare, always had plenty of ability, got a stakes win in Brisbane before she went for a spell. Her first up run was good behind Secret Agenda, and then of course chased that mare home again in the Sangster last start. She's drawn wide gates, both runs back. Bit closer to the rail here in gate six, so I'm with her to beat number seven, A Lot of Love, who I was tipping in the Sangster. She was a bit disappointing. I thought she'd do better than that, but no surprise to see her improve. She just got too far back there. 10 in for third, Furyk, really talented filly. Pushed Sweet Sherry in the Euclays first up, and one Miss Gunpowder, another mare coming through the Sangster. She won well first up, and a bit disappointing in the Sangster, but drawn better on Saturday, can improve.
And as we mentioned, Ravi, race 8, number 4, is Joel's best bet. He did go through his value bet earlier. That was race 4, number 8, Cedar Grand. Doomben, the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday, until we somewhat controversially switch to Eagle Farm next Saturday on May the 27th for Kingsford Smith Cup Day. But more traditionally, we've got Doomben Cup Day today, this Saturday, and as you mentioned, Joel, a wide open race. So there are, however, 6 black type events on the 8 race card at Doomben. First of those is race 2, Queensland Electrical Oxlade Stakes, 1200 for 2-year-olds listed.
Yeah, difficult race to assess. The Sydney visitor, Allied Power, on his win last start, he could well be too good for them, but that was a really sort of a career peak sort of performance after having not shown too much.
Benchmark spike?
Yes, benchmark spike. He rated up, that's for sure. Defeated the older horses there. It was a big win. So, look, he's hard to beat, but drawn wide. I've thrown him in for second. I've gone for number 13, Pricing Power. Now, she's had 7 goes and is still a maiden, but Clary Connors, usually when he sends horses up to this carnival, doesn't usually come away empty-handed. And she was wide all the way 2 runs back and wasn't beaten far. And then last start, thought she was okay in what was a decent race. Italia Bella wasn't that far in front of her, and she ran a really good race last Saturday. So I think that form will hold up, and from a good draw, maybe Pricing Power each way, number 13. To beat 2, Allied Power, 11 Cabin Fever's going really well this prep, and 12 Skate to Paris, who draws a better gate. Blinkers on, she can improve.
Race 3 at Doomben on Saturday, IPG Marketing Solutions, Chief De Beers, 1050 metre listed race.
5 Mr. Manhattan going with the Sydney form. He's a talented sprinter, excellent first up. He's trialled well, and I'm just expecting the Sydney form to really stand up, especially as he's on the minimum to beat. The 2 mares, 3 Hidden Pearl, 4 Prompt Return. Prompt Return had the pull in the weights on Hidden Pearl at the Gold Coast. They've been reduced somewhat here, and maybe Hidden Pearl can turn the tables. 5 to beat 3 and 4, and in for 4th, number 12, Misery. Might be over the odds. Building a really good winning record. This is tougher again, but hasn't done much wrong, so could measure up one for your multiples.
We skip to the first leg of the quaddy at Doomben on Saturday. QA Hotel, Bright Shadow, a listed race for fillies and mares at 1200. The top 2 have 58, the rest have 57.
Yeah, Bonnie O'Reilly, my top pick, but I think reading just before we came into the studio here that she's going to stay in Sydney from a better draw. So that being the case, I'm left with number 13, Not On Your Life on top, who's big odds. Got back into a bit of traffic at the Gold Coast first up and didn't have all favours. Her second up record is much, much better than her first up record, so I expect her to improve sharply, and at good odds, I think she can run you a good race. From 5 Untamed Diamond, unbeaten in 2 runs in Sydney this prep, she's really improving all the time. She's certainly a key chance. 3 Madotti can improve second up, and we'll throw in 7 Elegant Composure, who was good at the Gold Coast first up.
Second leg of the quaddy at Doomben on Saturday is race 6. The Magic Millions Roses for the Oaks Bound Fillies. 2,000 metres, Group 2, they've all got 56.5.
Gone with 6, the Pinnacle. I thought she was pretty good at the Gold Coast in a race where it was really dictated up front by those that were on the speed, and they really ran it to suit themselves. She covered a bit of ground midfield and found the line really well there for second, behind Dawn Wall, who did look to win with plenty in hand, it must be said. But going with the Pinnacle from a good draw to maybe turn the tables on Dawn Wall. 2 Canedna, bringing the different form lines, but already Group 1 place, just touched off by Ektart in Adelaide last start in the Oaks. She's certainly a key player. And I thought the best roughie was number 12, Shenandoah, from the Bussard and Young stable. She did a good job at Flemington last start, gave weight away to the first two, who are older mares, and I thought she battled on really well. She seems to be improving as she gets up in distance.
Race 7 is the big one at Doomben on Saturday. It's the Hardy Brothers Doomben Cup, Group 1, standard weight for age, 2,000 metres. And I guess an intriguing subplot, Joel, is that Chris Waller and Darren Weir are locked on 8 Group 1s each for the season. I'm not sure whether the good was before or after. I guess Weir's got a chance at chalking one up in that race, obviously, Doomben, with the favourite.
Doomben Cup will be run before it.
Okay, so this will break the tie if, as you believe, Weir will pick it up with number 12, Articus.
Yeah, well, they've both got three runners, Waller and Weir. I am with Articus, as you mentioned. He started single figures in the Caulfield Cup in the spring based on some pretty strong European form. He's come back this prep and improved sharply second up. It was a really good win. Look, he was in an open, just an open handicap at Flemington. They wanted to run in the Hollandale, but missed a plane north, so stayed back at Flemington, had the big weight, just was classes above his rival, showed a really good turn of foot and put the race away quickly. I think he can measure up here to beat 4 Vanbrugh, whose 2,000 metre form is good. His Hawkesbury run last start was excellent. I think he can run well. One, it's somewhat, well, he's done nothing wrong. Did really control it and had the race run to suit at the Gold Coast, but well, he just makes his own luck. 3 from 3 this time in, leading all the time. So he's certainly hard to beat. And 9 Morris, keeping him safe because I think he's come back a much better horse this prep. He ran a really good race in the Doomben Cup last year. He loomed to win and just peaked on his effort late. I reckon he's going better this time around, so with a bit of luck, he can figure in the multiples.
And your value bet comes up in the last at Doomben, Race 8, Taxi Box BRC Sprint, 1350 metre Group 3, going with the versatile Kiwi Splurge.
Yeah, from the Ortridge Richards Yard. Very promising sprinter, this bloke. He's got a good record. He's won 7 of 11 and been in the Quinella 2 more times. He's got a good turn of foot. He doesn't mind a bit of a fight. He's been challenged in a couple of his wins. And he's been pretty kept safe in the betting, around $6-$7. That's probably his right mark. We can back him each way. To beat 5, Ullman, who won the Wongoom at the Bull. He should just continue to get better this prep. 4, Snippets Land, won this race last year, drawn to get a good run. And 6, Federal. He's been out of the winner's stall a little while, but he doesn't run badly. And it was a good run at the Gold Coast last start.
Okay, so race 8, number 8, Joel's value bet there, Splurge, and his best came up earlier. That was race 3, number 5, Mr. Manhattan. In Melbourne, they are racing at Flemington on Saturday. Big fields there also. And 2 listed races at either end of the distance spectrum, one over the Melbourne Cup course, one over the Straight 6. And I guess a lot, Joel, is going to hinge on how much rain arrives. We sit here overlooking the course on Thursday afternoon. The sun shines benignly and it's around about 20 degrees outside, but I believe it is meant to start raining about midday on Friday and keep raining. So that's a query.
Certainly is. Could really change the complexion of a lot of the races there on Saturday. I think expecting big downpour in Sydney too, and maybe even Brisbane. So yeah, could really change things up countrywide, let alone Melbourne.
Indeed. Well, the first of those listed races I mentioned is the long one, and that is race 6, first leg of the quaddie, Andrew Ramsden Stakes, 3,200 metre listed event, and it's a little engine you would think is fairly well placed here. Goes up to 3,200, has run well over that trip in an Adelaide Cup. Wet query.
Would be a query, getting into the wet. That is the main concern, buddy. He's hard to tip against, really. Refectory meets him 4 kilos better for his closing second, although he was 4 1/4 lengths away. So you can make some sort of case for him. I can make a little bit of a case for Araldo Jr., who, as I spoke about earlier, is also in an Adelaide, but we haven't seen him at his best this prep. He's had excuses and a few issues. He could improve. But, yeah, I'm with one little engine to beat 3. Araldo Jr., 6 Refectory, and I've thrown the 3-year-old in for 4th, number 12, High Mode, who got home pretty well at the end of 2800 in the St. Ledger. Tough ask for the 3-year-old going 2 miles at start number 7, but he looks an out-and-out stayer.
Similar numbers for me, 1 to Little Engine to beat the 3-year-old, 12, High Mode. The third, I've got number 9, Renew. Just thought that the jumps might have renewed his enthusiasm, if you will pardon the pun, which you shouldn't. And for fourth with that weight pool, number six, Refectory. Hilton Nicholas Straight 6 is second leg of the Quaddy, race 7 listed event. And as the name suggests, it is 1,200 metres.
Rutiger, for me, number 9. He's a horse I've sort of followed through his career. Had a few okay collects off him. He's a talented sort. Won the Victoria Sprint last winter, beating Voodoo Lad. So that's obviously a strong form line. First up from a spell here, he's jumped out well and he goes well fresh. Daniel Stackhouse riding well and drawn 15. I expect that's probably going to be the place to be. So 9 Rutiger to beat 14. Oak Door, the 3-year-old, I think he can run a really good race fresh. He's been competitive in good company, just seemed to get better and better last prep. He was jumping out super prior to his debut and didn't quite put it together in his first couple of preps, but last time in was excellent. 4 Malibu style in for third. He's done a great job since arriving from Perth for Neville Parnham, and in for fourth, number 13, Onerous. Back with Team Hawks. He had a brief stint with Chris Waller and wasn't able to win, but ran some okay races. He's a talented galloper and he's performed well down the straight before, so wouldn't be leaving him out of the multiples.
My selection is drawn out there with yours. Number 7, Stellar Collision, is in fact drawn the extreme outside, so hoping that'll be the place to be. Look like being anything early doors, Stellar Collision. And back to that sort of form last time, Wet Track Won't Worry. 14 Oak Door for second, 3 Tash B for third, 1 Mahaney for fourth. And I don't have your selections here, Joel, so I don't know what your best and value bets are for the headquarters here.
Yeah, my best will be Harada Full again, race 8, number 13. He was our best 2 weeks ago and beat all but Articus, obviously expecting that to be a good form line. He was 1,400 to 1,800 there. He ran really well, just was sort of held up a little bit when Articus made his run. Probably wouldn't have beaten him, but was pulling ground off him late. Out to 2,000, fourth up, looks ideal. I think he'll win. And my value is Irish Optimism. Possibly one run too soon, but I like his effort last start. That was his second start in Australia. Race 3, number 15 he is. He drew one, kept sort of edging away from the rails and then got into the straight and had a wall in front of him, got shuffled back. And his last 100 metres was really good work. 1,800 should suit. Possibly 2,000 next time. I've got it in the back of my mind, but I think the good odds, he's worth a go. It was a good run last start.
My best was race 4, number 4, Spanner Head. Not too many have missed this horse with the Group 1 form from last time. Wet Track won't be a problem. And my value bet was one I liked last time. The Tasmanian, race 5, number 7, Char Hitsy. Not very drawn particularly well this time, but could not possibly be as unlucky as last start. So race 4, number 4, my best. Race 5, number 7 is my value bet. Rose Hill Gardens, the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. And nothing in the way of black type there, Joel, but solid field, should be a bit of value if you can find a winner.
Yeah, so let's hope we can. My best is in race 2, the only race of the day with no each-way betting, but we don't need each-way because I think this will win. Passage of Time, number 7, promising colt from the James Cummings yard. Good effort last start. He got into a bit of an awkward spot. He was going to be caught wide. Jockey slid him forward, and he just got caught where he needed to cart the field up to the leader, who had put sort of 3 or 4 lengths on them. That leader dropped out. He battled on really well Passage of Time. He just got overrun by New Universe and Kawakini, who both go around in race 3 on the card. Prior to that, Passage of Time was second to White Moss. Meets her 6.5 kilos better. She's won again since, but I think that pulling the weights will see him beat her. So he's my best, Passage of Time. And my value is Believe. Race 7, number 12. This time from the Anthony and Edward Cummings yard. She's a talented filly, Group 1 placed in the ATC Oaks as a 3-year-old. She's had 2 runs back from a spell. Thought she was okay last time. That last 100 metres was quite sound. Out to 1,500, third up. Blinkers on, gets a claim. And 1,500 metre record at Rose Hill is good. She stakes placed and she does have a win over Dixie Blossom. So even though taking on the boys, I think she's worth a bet each way.
And we finally say goodbye to Ascot this Saturday. Chairs and tables are ready to move. We've got teams standing by to take those over the road. We go out on a high note with a race that is normally run early in the Belmont season, and that is, well, I mean, if you ignore, of course, the earlier events here, the Streaky Bacon Plate, the Cabanossi Handicap, and the Triple Smoked Ham Handicap. The feature race is race 7, the Dasonia Roma Cup, 1,200 metres at Group 3 level, and weight for age, and a good race.
It is a good race, yeah. My Winning Post colleague Daniel Borg has taken over my spot for the tips this week in Winning Post. He's venturing over to the west, so he's done the form. I know he likes Lightning in My Veins. Number 11, I think Durindal will be hard to beat. He was a bit stiff not to win a couple in his first prep for Chris Janjimi, but his first up run was good, and I thought with the brakes he could run really well. Rock Magic, I think, is the other one to beat. He's obviously back from the Eastern States, ran a cracking race at the Valley, went fourth in the Group 1 and then went to the TJ in Sydney and just probably didn't handle the track there. So he can certainly improve. Kuiperinia, the filly, she's going great guns but has come up with a gate 15. She's got good early speed though. So look, they're probably my three, Durindal, Rock Magic and Kuiperinia. And Elsa on the card, Metallic Queen, did a good job 2 weeks ago as the value bet, got into second in the seven horse field. She's worth another look each way. And Tonka Tough in the last, race 8, number 3. He's a really consistent performer. Good win last start. No shock to see him win again.
Daniel got the week off next week, John?
Not that I'm aware. No, just Perth Monday. For the weekend, yeah, I believe.
Just over to Perth. Melbourne to Perth for the weekend.
I believe so.
Clearly paying too much. New Zealand. We head to Te Rapa in Hamilton. And gee, there's a fair bit of jumps racing on... here, John.
Yeah, four races. So they got the Waikato Hurdle Steeple and a Maiden Hurdle and Steeple. And Tom Ryan, I noticed, is over there with a couple of rides. My best, it comes up on the flat. It's Pacquiao, race 9, number 5. Good run first up. He's a horse that's always shown plenty of ability and perhaps hasn't lived up to it. But he, as I said, it was a good run first up. Mark Duplessis to ride, and a mile second up should suit him. And my value is in one of the jumps races, race 3, number 7, Nothing Trivial. Won the Maiden Hurdle last start and won it quite well. Steps up to open company. It's obviously a tougher task, but he's a lightly raced jumper, looks to be heading in the right direction. The other meeting in New Zealand on Saturday is at Awapuni. My best bet is in the Maiden, race 4, number 7, Strada Rockia, who's been thereabouts all three starts. Form has held up around his recent runs and I think certainly gets close to breaking through. And my value bet comes up in their feature race, race 7, number 12, Ladies First. She's well up in class, but she's a mare I've always had a bit of time for, and she's been going through the grades quite nicely. Was a beaten favourite last start in an easier race, but didn't run that badly. Down in the weights, and they've put the blinkers on. Wouldn't be shocked to see her measure up at a bit of a price.
Alrighty, that leaves us only to remind you to pick up your Winning Post if you haven't already. Back to the wraps now. We've got a wrap around about the Group 1 action, and there's a great interview between our own Paul Richards and Ben Mellum, who does tend to go very well in the Goodwood. All our usual features as well. Plenty of reading this week. And, of course, all the form for Friday. Friday night at Cranbourne, second last night meeting of the Victorian season. Saturday and Sunday. Coverage Sunday highlighted by Casterton Cup Day and Parks Cup Day. And a couple of jumps races over the live hedges at Casterton as well. And don't forget our regular columnist, Steve Pateman, now is certainly a big fan of the Casterton course, as you can read this week. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. Well, Joel, I'm going to break the mold here and go for one a longer price, but each way. So I'll go Flemington, race 5, number 7, Chahitzi, $10 each way.
Yes, I will go Flemington as well. I'll go race 8, number 13, Heratiful.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we, as well as Carl, will be back next week on the Preview Podcast.